I'm here in the India booth, Seven Summits. Introduce yourself.
I'm Asur Dandala from India, and I'm the co-founder of Seven Summits Studio.
So you're a co-founder. Oh, yes. So where's the other founder?
It's just me, and he's the mentor, apparently.
Just two of you?
Yes.
Mentor, and then
MA.
The competing.
Yeah.
So that's it?
Yeah.
You're not a team, it's just you?
Yes.
Wow, that's very cool. All right, what did you build?
So we actually made a game about womanhood, conveying the social issues which a woman faces in the life. So we not only convey the issues, but we also inspire and motivate the woman to overcome these issues which she faces in developing countries.
Very nice. Can you show me a little bit, a little demo right now?
Oh, yes.
Yes. And can you see that? All right. Explain what's happening.
Oh, yeah. Oops. So this is basically the entire game, and now I'll show you the... So this is the tutorial screen of the game. Now what you exactly do is that these are the emotions in the game. Now this is the happy and this is the sad. So what you do is that you control your emotions and unlock specific memories of a past. So this is the tutorial of the game. I'll just quickly brief through it. No. So yeah, here's the story which she tells about her past, and now you get into the different levels. So in this level, she's in the womb right now. So now it is upon the player to unlock different memories of her past. So if I want a happy memory of her past, I'll use the happy one. So there was cushioning fluid surrounding her in the womb and stuff like that. But if I want a sad memory, it would be, oops. She felt constricted all the times in the womb.
Very nice. And how did you build this game?
In the technology, you mean?
Yeah, the code.
Oh, it's HTML5, so it supports all the devices and platforms.
Oh, very nice, very nice. HTML5, and runs on all the devices.
Oh, yes, all the devices.
What other Microsoft technologies did you use?
Visual Studio, that is for sure, to port it for Windows 8.
Very cool. And what do you think of Seattle and Microsoft so far?
It is actually really, really amazing. It is my first time to States. So yeah, it's a really unique experience so far.
Very cool. So Seven Summits, and what was the name of the game?
Petite.
Oh, Petite. Yeah. I'm here with team from Canada. What's your team name and your individual name?
My name is Hossein Nasseri. I am the project and research assistant at the team Clavision.
Yeah, the name of the team is Clavision. Clavier plus vision.
And you're Mohammed.
Yeah, I am Mohammed Akbari, the project manager of the team.
Very cool. So what is this Clavision?
Clavision is a totally new technology for automatic transcription of piano music by only visually analyzing the piano keyboard without listening to the music.
All right, let's see it in action. So talk as you demo. You hold that.
Okay. So now, as you see, we locate the camera at top of the piano keyboard to capture the video of the performance. And now we want to start transcription. I want to play, like, press some keys on the piano. During this time, you can see the highlight of the press keys on the monitor, as well as the transcribed music in the corresponding music sheet. And the synthesized MIDI sound, could you turn it on, please? That's a synthesized MIDI sound. It's coming from computer, not the keyboard. The keyboard is off.
Wow, that is amazing. And it's a desktop app or a...
Yeah, that's a desktop app. Yeah, but we have a plan to have a Windows Phone version for future plan.
Wow, and do you need your own camera to connect? It's just a webcam?
Yeah. We can, that's just a webcam, very cheap webcam, a kind of digital webcam. Yeah, and if you want to use your cell phone, you can use the cell phone camera.
How did you build it, like the code? What program did you use?
Yeah, actually we use Microsoft Visual Studio .NET with the C# language. And we just implemented this software.
All right, so the team from Canada, Clavision. How'd you come up with the name?
The name actually is a combination of two technical words, clavier, which means piano in many European languages, and vision, which comes from computer vision.
Right.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, very cool. Good job, guys. Thank you. Okay, everyone, we're here with the team from Korea.
Yeah.
Team Bomon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the name of the bed, Underbed.
Yeah.
All right, introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Boyoung Kim, and I'm developer of our team.
Hi, I'm Hans Yuk, and I'm designer on Bomon.
And I'm Sumin, designer.
I'm Eunseul Jung, I'm developer in Bomon.
Very cool. Two developers, two designers, love it. That's a good combo. Show me the game.
Okay. Talk as you show it.
Okay.
Or you demo, you talk.
This is our game under bat. And first, let me introduce our story. This is our main story, and little girl Judy was playing in her room with mom's necklace. And like this. And that time the necklace was broken and all gems fell into the bed. And Judy had to find her gems. Yeah. So our game background is under bed and Dust Kingdom. It's tutorial page. This is Dust Kingdom, so she can make static electricity. If you want to make static electricity, you can push this button, and you can make static electricity like this. And by static electricity, you can climb the wall or control obstacles. Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, so how many levels are there?
We have 22 stages.
And how did you build it? What software did you use or the code? Or?
We use XNA.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very nice. And is it right now in the Windows Store or?
Not yet, but we will soon.
We'll have it on soon. Cool. And right now, what does it run on? Tablet, phone, or?
Tablet and PC.
Very cool. You have plans to put it on the phone?
Yes.
Eventually?
Yes.
Very cool. Yeah, team from Korea. Woo!